Morning, everyone. Nice to see you all. Let's close our eyes. Can you hear me okay? Yeah, I think you can. Yeah. Excuse me. I don't know about you, but for me, sometimes it's such a relief to come here. To come here and close my eyes together with you. And then I wonder, why is it such a relief? Why when I'm on my own, it's not always as sort of obvious. The shrine doesn't always appear and the door open. And I feel very grateful for that. Mysterious magic of gathering. And then it's easy. To feel what we share. Presence. And I don't know how that happens, and I love that. There's no way I would want to explain that. And I hope you all feel that too in your own ways. And in this presence, in this feeling, even though I sort of guide us, I also feel a sense of surrendering. I can let go of what I've been carrying. And I hope it's the same for you. I invite you to surrender. Alongside each other, surrendering our experience. Making offering. Offering. And especially offering that which outside the shrine we cling to. For example, a feeling or a story. A layer of story, or layers of story. and layers of feelings and sensations which we also cling to in a strange way. As if we were seeking our safety in our suffering, because that's what's most familiar and here together, there's something holding us in a way. Holding us in the now, in the moment, so that we can taste a feeling that all is well, right here, right now, all is safe. We can feel that we are utterly and unconditionally welcomed as we are. And I'm talking now about the person, the ordinary person that we feel ourselves to be, that when we come to the shrine, feels a sense of safety and welcome. And more than that, a feeling of a complete and utter absence of being judged. Of having to explain ourselves, justify ourselves, understand ourselves. Just a place where we can be, moment by moment. And you may not know how to feel that or how to do that. Of course, it's not a doing, but you may be sitting here thinking, well, how do I just be? What does that mean? And I don't know what that means. And yet I do know what that means. Both. So that one that doesn't know what that means, just surrender that one. Meaning just allow the thinking that comes with figuring it out, or the grasping and tension in the body that comes from wanting to get it, wanting to find it. Just let that rise, and then you surrender it, you offer it, to the space all around. You offer your not knowing not understanding. To the feeling that surrounds you, that is all knowing, all understanding. And then there may be layers of feelings that are usually held under, pushed down. That may begin to bubble up. Maybe they may be mixed with thoughts, and it might be a really chaotic dance of thoughts and feelings contradicting one another, corroborating one another. It doesn't matter. We don't, once again, we don't need to understand it. But allowing the feelings to surface. If they won't, no need to impose anything. And feel your breath, and maybe feel a sense of you that is very, very much like the space of the shrine. As if there was an inner shrine that we bring into the shrine that wakes up, an inner peace. An inner presence. Doesn't mean that the feelings and thoughts have disappeared or come to rest. They may be here still too, but perhaps there's also this sense that I am. This presence on the inside. That I seek on the outside. And then maybe you can, we can unify the inner shrine and the outer shrine, the inner presence and the outer presence. Just by by realizing that there isn't really a border between inner and outer. There's just presence. And then there's the dance of experience within it. And once we've realized this once again, it's easier to allow the body mind to unwind. Nothing to hold together. It's also fine to let the body mind not unwind if it doesn't. If it doesn't, it's not a doing or an undoing. It's just that somehow, as we taste the okayness, the unconditional welcoming that is this presence, there may be an invitation heard by the sense of holding myself as a fragment to relax. Let the breath help with whatever needs help. The breath is like a nurse on the battlefield. If there's a place that is surfacing, a feeling, a tension, the inhale brings it something healing. A message of love. And the exhale is sort of a movement of love between this feeling or tension and presence. It's like a movement in the right direction. Add to this breathing a sense that it's doing itself. It's effortless. Instinctual. It's the instinct of love. And maybe let this breath pervade the whole body now on the in breath. Very gentle, no effort. And on the out breath, discover what happens to the body. If it agrees to be taken, what happens to the weight, the feeling of weight? Feel your hips and your legs, your pelvis at the moment of the exhale. Your hips opening, maybe. Your weight letting go, maybe. Now feel your arms at the moment of the exhale. Let it happen, don't do it, just take time. In breath is permeating the arms. Out breath. Let it happen, the weights, the flow, the yes, take me. And then the next inhale. Now feel your face. Letting the in-breath permeate your face. And just tasting the wave that happens with the exhale. And the next in-breath. Really beginning to open to this wave of breath that permeates the sensations of the body with presence. And with the exhale, combs the body back out to openness. Dissolves the body. Returns the body. Now feel the breath in your, you pick, You pick a place and then you rejoice. And another place. Feel that when the in-breath comes into the place comes to life, opens, softens. Says yes to the caress. Is willing to accept the healing, even if it means feeling something a bit more. Now bring your attention to the presence that gives rise to the breath, the silence, the ocean. Whatever we may call it, feel yourself to also be that somehow. The vastness, the borderlessness, if your attention comes back to the body or to a sensation, just let it rest on the sensation. And at the same time, listen for the borderlessness. And in that listening to the borderlessness, the openness, the gravitational pull towards the body lessens. And then coming back to the body, feel your body. Feel it mixed with the feeling of borderlessness, because our bodies, they are made out of this mysterious, invisible substance, too. So feel your body now. As a whole. Feel it both with its usual layers of tinglings and densities and temperature, contraction, places that are transparent. And somehow listen in for the vibration of emptiness. vibration of, I don't know what to call it, mysterious vibration that is also the make of the body. Now gently just let the spine elongate a bit, just the way you would do it if you were in a very gentle, sensual, lazy space. And if you had no notion of a mechanical, muscular body, just a body of sensation. Once you've elongated the spine, don't do anything, don't make any effort, but feel your torso from the sit bones all the way to the crown, free floating as if a bit suspended. Mixing with the borderlessness. Remembering this body, that it's made of borderlessness, that means it can sing a song of borderlessness. Be very patient with the places that feel bordered, that feel bored, that feel heavy, that feel difficult. They're just rock formations, a little bit more solid, a little bit opaque, a little bit more dense. They're also part of this creation, therefore, they too are made out of the borderlessness. And so there's no need to change anything, to get rid of anything. Quite the opposite. Unconditional yes. Yes, you too are part of creation. Yes, you too. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. Let your body move a bit. Eyes are closed, so there's no image, no concept. Feel it from the inside, from the sensation, the movement. Torso is like the smoke of an incense stick. Very subtle sensation of the spine, like smoke. The head is included. And there are currents of warm air that unpredictably move. The spine incense cloud. Make sure that area in the neck is cloud-like. Yes, and very, very slowly, without doing it, let this cloud of incense smoke become completely vertical. Come back to verticality. But you're not doing it, it happens. Yes. Let it happen more. Where's the chin resting? The head resting? the sensation of the head, sensation of the back of the neck. What about the weight of the pelvis, the sits bones, the hips, the legs, the hands, the earth? Long inhale, long exhale. Let the breath harmonize the whole body. Hello, body. Now very slowly, neck rolls, very, very slowly. From the sensation. Smooth, very smooth, ironing out any little jerks, jerkiness. Cloud, it's a cloud moving in the sky. Weightless, weightless sensation, open, open presence. Make space for the resistance that may arise, may not. Just another cloud, a bit darker. And the cloud moves the other way. Feel yourself to be that openness that is caressed by this ripple, so that makes it much easier. Lazy, lazy sky, enjoying its creation. And then at another moment, be the cloud fully. Take as much space. Yes, now the head comes back. I don't live just in the head, I live way into the space beyond the head. You can feel the whole body. Long inhale, long exhale, harmonizing. Saying, you are all made of me, the breath says, on behalf of presence. Now the arms are coming to life. Feel where your fingertips are touching, whatever they're touching. Let them touch. Let them touch the tips of your fingers, touching the cushion, the chair, your lap, to feel the texture. Intimately live in the space between the fingertips and the rug or the cushion. For no reason. You know, feel the tips of the fingers moving forward and taking off into the space. Rising arms, weightless arms. Touch of the air. Temperature of the air, long arms, horizontal. Rest the arms on the horizontal plane, drop the shoulders. Long inhale, long exhale. Now the arms are opening right and left. Don't do it. Be the space that has been carved. Yes, I know. There might be some burning in the shoulders. Just let it be. It's not gonna kill anybody. No psychology, just a burning sensation. Long fingers touch the walls to the sides. palms facing front. And now the arms are floating up. The spine is floating down. The legs are hanging down. The shoulders are dropping down into the hips. The burning, let it burn. Palms facing one another. Make sure that the chin is dropped enough so that the back of the neck is licking the space in the back. And then slowly, slowly, the arms come back down in front, carrying a ball of energy between the hands. A globe. A nice globe. It's as big as it wants to be. Let it be as big or as small as it wants to be. Slowly coming down, placing the globe on the altar. Bringing your arms back. Slowly, let them dissolve. Let them dissolve down, down, the shoulders coming down. The sensation of the shoulders becoming more liquid down through the arms, through the elbows, through the forearms, through the palms. Say hi, body. Feel your whole body and say, yes, it's okay to be alive, to be. Now the torso is going to make some shapes that you don't know. Let it move. And the arms too, just little bit of free movement. Let the arms move away from your lap into the space to the sides or in front or wherever. The hands very alive, touching the space. Your spine very elastic. Your fingers touching one another, trusting a dance that emerges sitting, a dance of the torso and the arms and the head and the breath. Don't feel it, don't see it from the outside, always feeling it from the inside. Let it quicken if it wants to quicken. Give some motion to the shoulders, lubricating the shoulders. That's what's happening here. Opening that torso, the filling the lungs, reaching with the arms, gathering, touching the body, maybe the face. See if there's a shaking that wants to happen. Giving this body and the movement and the body merging into something free and unplanned. Ha, let the sounds come if they'd like. Yes, and if the body wants to stand and move with its fullness, with the legs and the feet, give it a chance. Here you can allow for strange things, strange gestures, creatures, maybe even a bit of chaos into something less chaotic. See what happens. playful. It's like letting something that's not allowed very much to express itself. And that one which is expressing also expressing itself. Feeling this body, such an amazing instrument for movement, for life, for expression, for connection. If we were open eyes, which we won't open now, but if we were dancing together, we would be connecting through our movement. And feel the smile of presence, enjoying this innocence. Yes. And if there's this bewildered separate self that's sort of frozen and doesn't know and doesn't want and can't, and just trace that feeling, whatever it may be, back to the body and let it be sculpted by the invisible mover into a shape that may not be pretty, but it certainly will be alive. Yes. Let's come back very much in your own time. Come back meaning returning the body to stillness. But you know, the body never stops moving. The body being life. And beyond the sensations of the body, you may be being aware of the vibration that extends beyond the body. Make sure the weight of the body is allowed to surrender into the earth. The earth is porous and soft like a cushion. If it's not, if it's hard, see that that's a projection of the mind. It's an overlay. It's a resistance. Everything's soft and open. And vulnerable. And if it's not, there's no judgment, but to see that it's a movement of defense, of protection, of trauma that comes from the sense of separation, essentially. Just to see that. Feel your heart, perhaps your heart is a little bit defended. Feel the surrounding sensation, the sensation that surrounds your heart. in the front and in the back. Nice breath into that area. A nice long out breath. And again, and the message the breath brings is you are made out of openness, heart. Your nature is to be open. But if you're not open, or rather, if that which surrounds you is not open, there must be a good reason. And before you can surrender that protection, the reason, the story, the feeling, the memory, tactile or thought-like, needs to be offered and will be offered, no problem, in time, many times. And then bring your attention to the space inside the skull called the brain. If you can, do your best. And feel the nature of the sensation inside your skull. Around your eyes. And nice breath into that area of the body. Bring in peace. Right into the skull, into the left and right hemisphere of the brain. With the exhale, inviting the brain to relax. Inviting the thinking to relax. Rather, the thinkingness, which seems to be associated with the head area. Nice long breath into the eyes, the forehead, the brain. Resting your whole head in the lap of presence. Now feel the vibration of presence. Give yourself over to the vibration. Don't do anything. Thank you very much for coming. Just bring your clothes. What time is it? It's a bit early. Feel free to unmute if you want to say hi. Or I don't think we want to get into a big conversation now. Do you agree with that? I think so, right? Julie, are you new? You look new. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to see you.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful. Thank you.
I don't think anybody else is new.
This is my second time.
Yes, I remember you, Anna. Nice to see you again.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Lovely. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Helen. Nice to see you. How are things over there?
Good.
Yeah, good.
Hi, Helen.
Hi. Hi, Pavitra. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. I slipped right into it. It was lovely.
Hi, Sarah. And Hugh. And Christine. And Krista. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. And Hilka and Maria Rosa.
Bye-bye.
Take care, everyone. Hi, Julian.
Hi there.
Nice to see you. Did Julian make breakfast for you, Helen?
Beforehand, yeah, he did. Good coffee.
Excellent. All right, guys, see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, Hilton.